Now, the good news, of course, about many modern medical techniques is increase in survivor rates. And today, the Minister for Health launched the National Cancer Survivor Needs Assessment, Living With and Beyond Cancer in Ireland. And it talks to the several hundred thousand people in this country who have been through cancer treatment but perhaps have ongoing needs. And ahead of that launch, Aoife Mogan, she's a patient advocate on the steering group who was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer of the spine 21 years ago, spoke to us, and she talked about how hard it is to access services.
You can hear my voice. It's a bit croaky. I have a paralysed vocal cord. Happened 15 years after radiotherapy. So all these treatments that people get as a child or adolescent are rigorous, and you know, chemo's a poison essentially. So as a result of all those treatments, there are often lasting effects. But unfortunately, we found that it had been very difficult to access services once you either maybe left pediatric services and were into the adult world, or like when you were in remission and didn't have that those cancer label anymore. It can be a lot more difficult to access these services. There's huge issues around psychosocial things. That's probably one of the biggest things that we found with this research. When talking to survivors, when talking to parents of survivors, those things simply like trying to get a mortgage, trying to get back to the workforce or education.
That was Aoife Mogan speaking to the News at One before we came on air. Also speaking to us was Louise Mullen. She's the National Lead for Cancer Survivorship with the HSE. And she talked to us a little bit about today's report and future plans for services for people who are going through cancer care and who are also have come out the other side and trying to get on with their lives.
What it really found is that patients feel a little bit set adrift after their active treatment is complete. They have often been intensively involved in treatments, and when after this period is over, they look around for support. They can be left with some consequences of the treatment in terms of physical, psychological, and social difficulties, and it's to really build supports and services for those people in both the community sector, the voluntary and charity sector, and also patient pathways and referral pathways from the acute sector.
So perhaps someone listening today will have survived a cancer diagnosis, have gone through treatment, and will be attending their GP, attending for scans, as you would expect in the follow-up treatment that is available. What else is available to them? And perhaps if they're not accessing services now, what should they be looking to access?
Well, there are professionally led community cancer support centres in all regions of Ireland. And they are a very good first stop for receiving support, information, and services for cancer patients. The Irish Cancer Society has an affiliation program and keeps a directory of these community cancer support centres, but they are also available on the Marie Keating Foundation new website, Survive and Thrive.
Your encouragement to people who are survivors, what would you say to them in terms of accessing services that they perhaps mightn't be at the moment? Perhaps people would think there are waiting times, there are funding issues.
There are difficulties in our system in this area, particularly maybe for physical symptom burdens and psychological symptom burdens. And we're working towards building those services and supports. And we're hopeful as well under the Sláinte Care reforms that the Needs Assessment Project is aligned with the ethos of Sláinte Care in the sense that we're really looking for the right service at the right time in the right place for cancer patients. But there's also a lot people can do to increase their own well-being, to self-manage some of the issues they have. And we have a very good program called Cancer Thriving and Surviving, which is available from some of the cancer centres, but also community cancer support centres. It's available nationwide, and it's a supported self-management program.
Final question for you. Are you concerned that there are patients out there with needs and who aren't having those needs addressed right now?
We would be, and I think, you know, it's important that people If they do have those needs, that they either, if they are still linked in with the acute hospital service, that they link back in with that, or if they need a different level of support and information and services, then the Community Cancer Support Centre sector is also a place that they should be reaching out for that kind of assistance.
And that was Louise Mullen there with the HSE.